we control that by what we did, primarily by the fat liquoring and by the way we handled it by machines, the softening machines and so forth, staking machine. And we made full grain leather. We made corrected leather, which we had to buff. And we made the whole plateau of leather. And we made it. There's another story. Garment leather. Garment leather was an inexpensive type of leather. And they used it for linings, this lining leather. And I was very conscious of cost. And, you know, you had to figure exactly the cost of the materials, the cost of the hides, and you kept the hides, you kept it on a floating basis. And we had accountants to do all this. And they would send me sheets every day. And we would find, as an example, that it cost us about, let's say, $1.02 to actually make the lining leather. And I found out that one of our main salesmen out in California was selling the leather for 98 cents. So I get a hold of him and I said, you can't do that. He says, well, wait, I'm at volume. I said, sure, volume, the more you sell, the more we lose. But that was volume, and that was some of the thinking. But you had to laugh at situations like that. Cry sometimes, too. That's the way it was. Anything else?
Yes?
This country still has a hide industry, I assume. But that hide is all going overseas now for finishing?
The hides?
Yeah.
From where? From the place I talked about in St.
John? Well, from our... Well,
they sell a tremendous amount of hide directly. Oh, yeah. Hides go directly overseas.
We still grow beef, and we still have hide.
Oh, yeah, all the hide, those hides
go overseas.
They go everywhere. China, they go to India. They go everywhere. We've got some great cattle. Actually, there were a few places in Germany at one time that the hides were absolutely perfect. When I say perfect, they didn't have any barbed wire. They didn't have any rough areas where they'd rub up and scratch themselves. And here we always had a problem. We always had a sort leather because they had different grades. A lot of the animals got roughed up or got mangy, and there was all kinds of grubs that you had to worry about, and brands and stuff like that. So you had to actually sort the leather. But there were some places in the country who got a premium for the hide because they actually took care of the hide. They would put them through dousing to make sure that a lot of these grubs and so forth couldn't fester and cause damage to the hide. So, you know, you paid the tanner. If he bought hides for 50 cents a pound, if the hide was a very poor hide or the hide was a very good hide, he still paid the same 50 cents. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation. He couldn't guarantee that he was going to get all number one hides. So when he sorted the leather, and we used to sell a lot of leather to Dexter Shoe. And Dexter Shoe, very fussy guy. And let's send leather up there. All of a sudden, you get 10% back, 15% back. You can't do that. I tell people, that you can't do that. He says, you want the business? Then you bleed them out. I don't want that poor leather. So, I mean, that's what you had to do. It's a tough racket. Anything else? Well, I guess we're set. I want to thank you for coming.
I was going to ask you how you started your books. You're retired and...
Oh, all right. I wanted something to do, and I was... I still ski. I love to ski. My wife doesn't like the cold weather, so we started spending a little more time down south. And I like to play tennis, and I still do that on occasion, but not that much. But I wanted something to do, so I figured I'm going to write. I used to love to write when I was in high school. And I put it away for 55, 60 years. And I said, what am I going to write? I used to love to read, too. And I read the classics, and I read the romance, and I read just about everything. And then I said, you know, I really like mystery, because you can do so much when you write about mysteries. So I told my wife, and she said, she encouraged me. She said, yeah, go ahead, try it. So I wrote the first novel, and it wasn't bad. And I wrote the second novel. It took me a long time. The second novel is called The Pact, and it's quite long. It's about 500 pages, and it covers a span from the late 40s to the very early 60s. It has a bunch of murders that take place